Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So why am I so tired? A very, very common complaint that I hear as a medical doctor, naturopathic doctors here, chiropractors here, this is very common. Why are we so tired? Well, there is, maybe you didn't know this, but there is a connection between your thyroid and your adrenals. Low thyroid goes with adrenal problems. And my guess says they're kind of like Jack and Jill, tightly in cahoots together. So my guest, Dr. Haile Lucille, she's the author of Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. She serves on the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians Board of Directors and was listed in Time's Alt List as one of the top 100 most influential people. And listen, I've met her. I've done some infomercials with her. I've been on her show. She's genuine. She's just really nice. I like her a lot. Dr. Haile, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Dr. Mike, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Hey, okay, let's do this. I'm a medical doctor. I'm kind of like that big, slow to learn type guy. You know, I've come over from the dark side. I believe in natural medicine now, so I'm starting to get it, right? You're going to give me some props there. But you know what? This whole adrenal fatigue thing,
That's
a tough one for us medical doctors. So I'm going to let you describe what this is from that naturopathic perspective, okay? So you take it. What is adrenal fatigue?
Yeah, thank you. So, okay, so first of all, I mean, I think that you, as well as I know, that there are a lot of lay people get vocabulary from the trends. So your adrenals are quote-unquote burnt out, or they're fried here, or there's quote-unquote adrenal fatigue. But honestly, as a clinician myself, as a scientist myself, I would like to say more the appropriate word would be a dysregulation. And I think it's a dysregulation from the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal thyroid axis, and we can get into that. But to your point, how medical doctors sometimes, you know, when people are so tired and they present to their quote-unquote primary care doctors and they'll test for, you know, the whole adrenal thing is like, well, if you don't have Addison's disease and or Cushing's disease, there's no process of anything in between. And for me, it would be like going into the ophthalmologist and going, you know, and the ophthalmologist saying, well, you know, you're not blind yet, so we shouldn't really correct anything. You know, it's like, and so
that's
I think
point,
that Deepak
good point.
Chopra, yeah, right? So Deepak Chopra says it best about the endocrine system or our hormone system. You touch one strand and the whole web trembles. And so your hormone system is delicately sophisticated and probably one of the most sophisticated internet systems in our body. And you have to look at the whole picture. That's the big thing about more. I always say, you know, you, and you have tons of props because you're brilliant at all of the things that you do. As a naturopathic doctor, I always say it's the approach, not the agent. So I'm not looking at natural medicine being, oh, St. John's wort versus Prozac. I'm looking at the more comprehensive way of looking at somebody and the interconnectedness of what's influencing their clinical presentation. So when we think of adrenals and we think of fatigue, there is definitely that adrenal thyroid connection for sure. We can talk so much more about that.
Well, yeah, let's do that. But before we go, now again, please forgive me because I am kind of that data nerd, right? I like numbers. I can't help it. I like to look at labs. So we'll call it adrenal dysfunction, right? So that's what we're going to call it. When you do cortisol testing, for instance, is there a range that you're looking for to make this diagnosis? What's the abnormality, I guess, in someone's blood work?
Well, so I think actually this is the only place where I actually believe that 4-point saliva cortisol circadian rhythm test is a better indicator of dysfunction than anything else. Blood, because the blood work for cortisol, boom, and blood work in general for hormones doesn't necessarily reflect what's going on in the target tissue, and it's always just that one snapshot of the time that needle is in your arm pulling that blood and having that value. I don't I'm not a real advocate of hormone testing from a saliva perspective for many, many different reasons, and that's an entire another show. But from cortisol, DHEA, those two hormones that are secreted from your adrenals, I do like the 4 points, so 4 points throughout the day to reflect what a circadian rhythm, this sort of diurnal wave pattern is. I really like the saliva. And so look at that, and definitely, you know, cortisol is supposed to be up in the morning. It's kind of our like, hello, right. Get up, you know, no artificial, we didn't have any artificial lights or, you know, anything else, it would just be our wake-up hormone, and we'd wake up to that.
Right.
Also, it allows you then to go back to sleep. And so we look for dysregulations in that diurnal rhythm.
Okay, so now I understand why you like to use that word dysregulation, right, or dysfunction, because what you're talking about then is you're losing that normal pattern, that spike in the morning of cortisol, maybe that little spike in the evening, maybe it's more erratic, maybe it's just flatlined. Those are the types of things that would tell you as a naturopathic doctor, okay, I got an adrenal issue going on.
Absolutely, because, you know, a lot of times we see what I call inappropriate nocturnal cortisol spikes, right? So it's like, right. When cortisol is supposed to be nice and low, allowing us to kind of just hang out in our 2-3-4th stage of sleep, boop, we get one because it's a dysregulation along that axis.
So how does this connect then to thyroid issues? Make that connection for us.
Yeah, so thyroid, I mean, you think about thyroid. You think about the thyroid at the end of the day with the active thyroid hormone regulates anaerobic and aerobic metabolism in every single cell in our body. And quite honestly, from the research and certainly from really basic sciences, if we go back, we can understand that the thyroid, you know, if you have too low of cortisol, your thyroid is going to underfunction. If you have too high of cortisol, your thyroid is going to underfunction for different reasons, right? But your thyroid will succumb secondarily to adrenal dysregulation. Absolutely. It's, you know, a lot of people out there have heard of chronic constipation, right? Well,
mm-hmm. Okay.
This is a situation where there's chronic compensation. Your body is always, I think, working towards you being balanced or to take care of you. And so if there's chronic stressors and then therefore a chronic high catecholamine, high cortisol lifestyle, your thyroid is like, holy crap, at this rate, you know, there's going to be complete blowout, so I'm going to start to pull things down. It's actually going to stop the third process of peripheral conversion. It's going to, high cortisol will decrease receptor site responsiveness of thyroid because the thyroid is going to slow everything down, really trying to get the person's attention, like, hello.
Okay.
Too much is going on.
So, you know, it's going to pull back a little bit.
Yeah, we got to cut some of this out. And so, unfortunately, because a lot of us override those signals from our body, we pour on more caffeine and pour on more stimulants and things that we try to medicate our sleep wake cycle, alcohol at night to get us to sleep. And the thyroid even takes a bigger beating. And so these two, I think when we look at fatigue, those two systems that work so intricately together have to be looked at together.
Okay. So if somebody has this issue, they're feeling tired, we're going to go ahead and check the cortisol, like you said, with saliva, that 4 point, looking at that normal rhythm, see if there's any dysregulation there. That's probably where we should begin. But what are a couple of supplements that you like to use for people that have adrenal issues? Is there anything that you can suggest for my listeners?
Well, my favorite supplement is rest. It's called REST. And you can get it.
But that's too easy. No, we need a pill.
No, you know, quite honestly, Dr. Mike, I you know, there's quite a few things that I can tell you about, but it's not the easy one. I got to tell you the things like Adaptra, like Terry Naturally has this lovely adaptogen. So adaptogens I call fuse lengtheners, right? So it's not like we're going to get out of our chronic stressors right away. Maybe that we can plan for an exit strategy, but at least we can lengthen our fuse for the most part and be able to tolerate them without such a beating on our body. So Adaptra is a really nice thing that I like to use. But I have to tell you.
Let's do this. Dr. Holly, we're running out of time, though, so I want to real quickly, where's a website that my listeners can go learn about you and learn about the adrenal-thyroid connection?
You got it. You can go to drhollylucille.com or you can go to terrynaturally.com to see more about the adrenal-thyroid connection.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.